This anatomy school chap dictating history and physical examination on Elsa Sorensen. S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N. Elsa, E-L-S-A. Date of birth is... ...9/11/1938. Date of service is 3/7/2022. Miss Sorensen is a very pleasant 84-year-old female with history of bilateral carotid stenosis, status post right carotid end arterectomy, history of sinus node dysfunction and sinus bradycardia, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, history of bronchiectasis, history of Meniere's disease, also history of breast cancer, status post lumpectomy, was brought to the emergency room after complaining of being dizzy and lightheaded as well as having a fall. She felt like she was going to pass out after standing for some time. Patient was found to be profoundly orthostatic in the emergency room, was given IV fluids. She was aggressively hydrated. Also, compression stockings were applied. Her symptoms did improve. Her orthostatic blood pressure and pulse also was better. She was subsequently doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She does have some discomfort in the left forearm where she had a fracture. Of the left distal diaphysis and the fifth metacarpal. Patient did have an echocardiogram done which did show normal ejection fraction. She was encouraged to drink more fluids, wear compression stockings. Patient's sodium was also slightly low. Orthopedic surgery saw the patient. Patient's arm was put in cast. Pain control was being done. Patient was otherwise doing better. Patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Center for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She did have a CTA done, which did show 70% narrowing of the left carotid bulb. No surgery was recommended for that. Otherwise, patient was stable. At the present time, she feels better, except for her left arm pain. Denies being dizzy or lightheaded. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for carotid stenosis, history of sinus node dysfunction, sinus bradycardia, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of bronchiectasis, sleep apnea, history of breast cancer, history of Meniere's disease, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for carotid end arterectomy. History of arrhythmia, anxiety, history of non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, Meniere's disease, osteopenia, breast cancer, history of diverticulitis. past surgical history has been significant for breast lumpectomy, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, carotid endarterectomy, and cardiac permanent pacemaker placement. Social history, she quit smoking long time ago. Alcohol, she does drink some, no other drugs. Allergies to alendronate, beta blockers, and resedronate. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of sinus node dysfunction, history of sinus bradycardia, status post-permanent pacemaker placement. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of Meniere's disease, history of dizziness, no history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, exnocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, fall, next left. Distal diaphysis of the fifth metacarpal fracture. Next, bronchiectasis. Next, cardiac arrhythmia, status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next, history of breast cancer. Next, anxiety. Next, carotid stenosis, status post endarterectomy. Next, obstructive sleep apnea, uses CPAP. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Next, anxiety. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue pain control, continue other medications, encourage her to drink more fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Period. End of dictation.